This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Better Together. In this series, Rick takes us through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and shows us how to cultivate deep, meaningful relationships with the people around us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. In it, you'll discover how God provides the power you need to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How We Help Each Other Grow.
Let's read together Romans 8, 29. Would you read it with me? From the very beginning, God decided that those who came to Him, and all along He knew who would, should become like His Son. The third purpose of life is to become like Jesus Christ. While you're here on earth, God wants to get you ready for heaven, and He wants you to grow in character. He wants you to grow spiritually. That's what we're going to look at today. How do I grow spiritually? But more than that, how do I help each other grow? Because the Bible teaches you cannot grow spiritually on your own. You have to have other people in your life. That's why we talk so much about small groups in this church. You have to have other people to help you grow. In fact, look at the next verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. I'd like for you to read this aloud with me, plus also read the reference, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Let's say it together. Encourage each other and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Now let's say it again. Encourage each other and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Now this is this week's memory verse. So let's say it again together. Encourage each other and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Everybody look up here and don't look down now. Encourage each other and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. You memorized the Bible verse. Whoopee! Turn to somebody and say, I did it. Okay. All right. One more time. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage each other and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Now that's what we're going to talk about how to do today. And I'm very excited about this message because when we talk about how we help each other grow, you can apply this, like last week's message, in so many different ways. You can use it to help your boyfriend grow, your girlfriend grow, your husband, your wife. You can use it to help your kids grow, the people you work with grow. You can use it in your small group, how we help each other grow. Tom's going to talk about the next one. All right.
The goal of 40 Days of Community is learning how to love each other. And one of the ways we do that is when we decide to help each other grow. And there's a lot of ways we can do that, but I think this first one may be one of the most powerful choices you and I can make during each week, and that is the decision to love other people, help them grow by affirming each other's worth. By affirming each other's worth. Here's a little secret. If you haven't figured this out in life, everybody is looking for affirmation. Have you noticed that? Everybody is looking for affirmation, and people will do almost anything to get it. If you don't believe that, just watch some of the reality shows. Look at what people do to get on TV, to get affirmed, to get have other eat worms, do whatever, just so people will applaud you. Pretty ridiculous. When you and I affirm other people, we're doing some incredible things in this world. We are showing love. We're ministering like Jesus ministered. He affirmed people as He ministered. He's made a difference in this world. We're doing God's work in the world. We're representing God. If you haven't figured this out yet, God is an incredibly affirming and loving Father. And we're showing the world a little bit more about what God is like. Here's the question. How? How do I do this? How do I make the choice to affirm people in everyday life? Well, there's four ways you can do that there on the outline. Number one, you do it by showing acceptance. With acceptance. By doing what the Bible says in Romans 15, 7, when it says, accept one another just as Christ accepted you. Instead of choosing to snub people and belittle people and demean people, which is an easy choice to make, especially if you're having a bad day. If I'm having a bad day, it's great to put other people down. You have a bad day too, that kind of a feeling. But when you make the choice instead to lift people up, you are making an incredible impact in their lives. It's easy to look down on people. It's easy to act like you're better than people. And there's a couple of facts that really make that easy in our world. Number one, we live in a sort of a put-down world. People tend to put other people down. When I feel bad, I try to drag other people down to my level. There's that kind of feeling in life. Our culture teaches us to compare everything, rate everything, appearance, talent, income. So it's easy to put other people down. There's a second fact that keeps us sometimes from accepting people, and that is our tendency that we all have, this tendency to take our strengths and project them on other people and notice how other people don't quite meet up to our standards. For instance, I know that some of you are people who are on time all the time. You're just that kind of people. That's the way life is for you. And those other people like us who are not on time, you tend to sort of look down your nose at us. You come and you sit in the bleachers so you can watch the people come in late. It just makes you feel good about yourself. Yep, there's late. Just makes you feel good. Those other people that are late. We tend to project our strengths on other people, forgetting that we have other weaknesses. Or some of you are, you're tidy people. I mean, just everything's nice and clean. You sort of like to go into other people's houses and just sort of notice. You don't say anything about it, but you just, I see that. I see that. It makes you feel better about yourself. Let me tell you a better way to feel better about yourself. Instead of doing it by putting other people down, one of the greatest ways to feel better about who you are is to lift other people up. It gives you a thrill like nothing else. The Bible says, this verse is up on the screen in Romans 14:10. Why do you look down on another Christian? Remember, each of us will stand personally before the judgment seat of God. The point of that verse is, who am I, who are you to look down on other believers? God made us. He is our Father. He is our Creator. And we're all going to stand before Him. And we need to lift each other up rather than putting each other down. Truth of the matter, God is that God lifts us up. He affirms us. So who am I to put down somebody else? In fact, it is not God who puts us down. It's not God who accuses us. You know who the Bible says the accuser is? The accuser is Satan. So when I spend all my time putting other people down, I'm doing Satan's work for him. And he smiles at it. He enjoys that. Now, let's just make this sort of personal. We're talking about small groups during this time of looking at how we're better together. Who is it in your group that you have a sort of a hard time accepting? Who is it? Don't look at him. I'm just asking the question, who is it that you have a hard time accepting? Have you ever thought about this? God wants to use you in their lives to help them to grow. The fact that you have a hard time accepting them means you're different. And the fact that you're different means that you can help each other grow. They probably have a hard time accepting you too because you're different. God wants to use you in their maturity. But it all starts with acceptance. You cannot, I can't help somebody grow and reject them at the same time. You have to accept them like Jesus accepted us. In order to do that, you and I have to value the God-given differences and uniqueness that we all have. This verse isn't in your outline, but 1 Corinthians 12:6 says, God works through different people in different ways, and I am glad He does. I'm so thrilled He does. He's made us different. Now, how do you tell when you've accepted someone? Here's one of the tests. You stop insisting that they be just like you. You realize and rejoice in the fact that they're different. Truth of the matter is, the world would be a boring place if everybody was just like you. So God has made us in all different kinds of ways to do all different kinds of things so everything can get done in this world. And the goal of a small group, goal of a family, goal of any group, is not to mold people into your image. God wants us to all be different. But to help people to discover who God made them to be. To help people to recognize, to affirm their uniqueness. I don't know when the last time you looked at somebody and said, you know what, I've noticed you're good at this. Oh, I do this too. It's easy to look at somebody and say you're bad at that. That's lazy. Anybody can notice that. But when was the last time you put a little energy and effort into a relationship where you could look at somebody and say, you know, you are really good at that. You don't know the difference that will make in that person's life. Someone said that people are not like clay to be molded by us, but they're like gifts to be unfolded when you notice these incredible gifts that are in people's lives.
The second way is by showing attention. Not just acceptance, but attention. Now, that takes more time than acceptance. You know, you can accept somebody and still ignore them. And I accept you, just stay out of my life. And so you can disregard people, you can overlook them. And the Bible says in Galatians 6:10, give special attention, circle that, give special attention to those who are in the family of believers. Now, why do they get special attention? It's one of the benefits of being in the family of God. It's one of the benefits of being a part of a church. You get special attention. It's the flip side of what we looked at 2 weeks ago where it said pay attention to those outside the family. But this says give special attentions to those who are believers in the family of God. Why? Because here's the general principle. Whatever you pay attention to is going to grow.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? Pastor Rick says throughout all the years he's been a pastor, the number one question he's been asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Maybe you feel that way too. In his book, God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick lays the groundwork for personal transformation, then offers biblical insights and simple steps for 10 areas of growth that can take you from where you are to where you want to be. This book connects you with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. And as you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. And today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere, we'll send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
If I pay attention to my garden, it's going to grow. If I pay attention to my kids, they're going to grow. If I pay attention to my marriage, it's going to grow and get better. If I pay attention to my work, that's going to grow. The only principle where this doesn't work is my hair. The more attention I pay to it, the more it falls out. Now, what is the greatest gift of love? Well, it's not diamonds, and it's not flowers, and it's not chocolate. The greatest gift of love you can give is focused attention. Focused attention. You know, you can affirm people just by looking them in the eye. And just by looking them in the eye, you're saying, I value you. What you have to say is important to me because you matter to me. And what people want more than anything else is focused attention. They want to know that their thoughts matter, that their lives matter, that they are valuable. You're not just watching the TV or reading the paper while you're listening to them. You are focusing on them. God pays attention to you. He says even the hairs on your head are numbered. And Jesus said that the essence of relationships is not what we do for each other. And the essence of relationships is not even what we give to each other, provide for each other. The essence of relationships is how much of ourselves we give to each other. Focused attention. Now, a lot of guys, we just don't get this. I can't tell you how many men I've talked to who said, I don't understand it. I provide everything my family needs. I give my wife everything she needs. I provide my kids with everything they need. What more do they want? They want you. They want you. They want your time. They want your attention. They want your focus. They want to know that you think they matter. And so they need time with you. And nothing can compensate for time. Kids don't need things. They need parents. They need time. And marriages need time. And friendships need time. And groups need time. Now, one of the greatest things that keeps us from doing this is television and internet. The average American now watches TV and or works or plays on their computer 5 to 6 hours a day. That's over 30 hours a week. That's 1,560 hours a year. Now, 1,560 hours is the equivalent of spending 97 days straight at 16 hours a day doing nothing but sitting in front of the television or the computer. Well, it's no wonder we don't have time for relationships. It always amazed me when Friends was on. I guess it's still on in syndication, but when Friends was on, people would rather watch Friends than make friends. And they would religiously spend an hour every night watching the reruns, but they wouldn't think of spending an hour every night making a friend. They'd rather watch somebody else live a fake life than them live a real life. Now, knowing that this is Orange County, I would be able to say that most of you sitting here and in our venues are in time-starved relationships. You are. You're in a time-starved relationship. There's a book came out years ago called Starving for Attention. It was about our anorexia. But most relationships are starving for attention. So let me ask you, who do you tend to overlook? It's often the people closest to you. Who do you tend to overlook? Do you overlook the receptionist at work? Do you overlook the secretary there? Do you overlook the mail person? Who is the person that's in your life all the time, but you just don't see them because you're too busy doing something else? Here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to look for opportunities to show attention to the people in your life, to pay attention. That is the greatest gift of love you can give them. And don't just wait for it to happen. Make opportunities to show attention. And then I want you to schedule time this week with both your group, your small group, and your family, because you need both of them in your life to grow. They're essential to growth because we need acceptance and we need attention.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional by going to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In his book, God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick lays the groundwork for personal transformation, then offers biblical insights and simple steps for 10 areas of growth that you can take from where you are to where you want to be. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I've been a pastor for over 3 decades, and I've been teaching the Word of God for over 4 decades. And in all of that time, the number one question I've been asked by people is this: how can I change, or why can't I change? I've talked to literally thousands and thousands of people who want to change but are just stuck, and they can't figure out how to get unstuck. You know, the truth is, you can't change on your own because willpower alone isn't enough to make permanent changes. Sure, you can force yourself to change for a month or 2 months, but pretty soon you're going to go back to your old ways. Pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not enough. Talking yourself into a change by positive thinking is not enough. The Bible says true transformational change only comes through the power of God inside you. So let me ask you a personal question. How do you want to be different at the end of this year? What changes would you like to make in your life? What goals would you like to see accomplished in your life? Well, it isn't going to happen on your own. You're going to need God's power. And I want you to understand how to plug in to God's power. That's why this month I'm sending out God's Power to Change Your Life, a book that I've written when you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope Broadcast and Ministries. You know, Daily Hope is 100% supported by listeners. We have no other outside source of income. It's supported by your gifts. And when you give to support this ministry this month, I want to give back to you this book, God's Power to Change Your Life.
This book connects you with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. And as you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. And today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere, we'll send you Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life to say thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.